Well, this is the thing, you know. When we first started, and this is one of my favourite stories, I got the job so quickly to be a team captain on Spicks and Specks that we went to air pretty much a week later, and my mum said to me, "Oh, Miss, have you got a videotape you could record the show just in case, you know, it doesn't keep going?" But when you think about it, it's like Mum said videotape. Like, we weren't even using DVDs back then when the show started.
That's so amazing. But it must be amazing. It must be sad, though, too, that, I mean, nothing goes forever, I suppose, apart from Home and Away.
Yeah, I know. And Neighbours, and they move them around channels too. But, well, it wasn't the ABC's choice to finish it. It was mine and Adam and Alan's, which is wonderful, and they let us kind of choose to finish it up, which was lovely because, you know, we thought, well, we don't want to do it for too long that it gets tired or people get sick of us or, you know, they might get sick of the show. So we thought, well, we'll go out when people still really like it. Well, hopefully they still really like it. You know, go out on a high because, to be honest, we've all been sacked from jobs. So it's kind of nice to go out the other way for once.
Look, if you work in the media and you're in it for decades, everybody gets sacked from a job.
From something, absolutely. Yeah. So it was kind of nice to go the other way this time around. We thought, well, you know, hopefully we'll leave people with good memories of the show.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Now, over the years, you would have got to meet the most fantastic people. And that must have been one of the best things about doing the program, all those great artists that you've got to sit with and enjoy their company over the years.
Oh, absolutely. It's been incredible. Like, you know, if I could have pinched my, I don't know, 8-year-old self or 10-year-old self or 13-year-old self, all the people that I grew up watching on the TV, I've pretty much had the chance to sit next to and get to know in a small way. So it's been amazing, absolutely amazing. There's times when I think, if I'd ever told my 13-year-old self I'd be sitting next to, I don't know, the singer from Wawanee, back in the 80s, I lost my mind over. You know, it was amazing. It was truly amazing.
You must have bragging rights. And are you a name dropper? Because you can name drop now. I was only, when I was sitting next to, and I remember saying.
I try not to name drop. I think my friends would get sick of me. I go, oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm always surprised. My wife and I watch it every week, and it just astounds me. The musical knowledge that both you and Alan have, encyclopedic in many ways. Where does it come from? Was it just teenage years listening to the radio?
I think so. For me, it was. That's the stuff that I kind of remember the most because it was, you know, that was all I had when I was growing up. And, you know, I used to tape the music show countdown every week with my little tape recorder up against the speaker and tape all the songs. So all that stuff is just kind of ingrained in me. And then I worked in radio, you know, I worked at the ABC for so long on Triple J. So I guess it just kind of filtered through that way. But I am in no way close to Alan's encyclopedic knowledge. He is truly amazing.
He's extraordinary. He is absolutely extraordinary.
He is. And, you know, I wish I had that, but no, I'm not even close. I think I had too much fun in the 90s and 2000s, and my memory's a bit shot these days. So.
Amazing guests. Who's been your favourite over the years? I mean, that's difficult, I know, but does anybody really stand out as being just fantastic?
Just fantastic. Well, in terms of levels of fun, you'd have to say Brian Mannix.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a regular almost.
He's almost
he?
A regular because he worked out the formula way back at the start. It was like, well, the beauty of the show is, you know, it's a really fun show and it's a really friendly show and everyone just kind of relaxes. And he worked it out. He said, oh, look, if I just throw it out there, then you guys will, you know, some stuff will stick, other stuff doesn't. You edit it, you make us look really good, and we all have lots of fun. And that's the key to the show. Like, it's just no one's out to make anyone else look really bad. And, you know, so if you go with it, then you can have the most fun possible. And, you know, believe me, Brian says some very inappropriate things sometimes that don't go to air.
Well, let me also ask you, it's a half-hour program.
Yeah.
How long does it actually take to shoot an episode, considering that a lot of it would, as they say in the business, end up on the cutting room floor?
Well, that's right. We usually shoot about an hour, sometimes even an hour and, you know, an hour and a half if it's going along, or, you know, there's set changes or things like that. So, but then they'll edit it down to half an hour. So, you know, and I'm letting you in on a secret here. People go, oh, you're so fast on the buzzer and that kind of thing. Well, it's like, well, I know the answer, but you wouldn't believe the amount of time they cut out between when I press the buzzer and when I answer the question. So,
Conversely, this is probably a tough question. You had, and I bet you have over the years, had guests that you've gone, oh, what a waste of time that was.
Oh, yeah, we've had a couple of those, don't worry. But I think it's when we have had them, they were expected to be like that in the first place, which was, you know, they could kind of as it should have been. Like one of the funny ones was a great Australian legendary band, Saints, you know, Chris Bailey, the singer.
Yep.
You know, we just knew he was going to be that guy, but that's his character and that's what he does. And he was fantastic. Like, he really played it up. So you kind of go, okay, you are actually who you are. This is not fake. So it was very funny. It was a very funny episode. It was all sitting there going, oh, he was so charming. And then the cameras came off and on, and he was just like, bang, you know, here's this character. And yeah, that's exactly what we expected. So no one was terribly disappointed.
All right, Miff, last episode, any surprises? Well, it's got to be some surprises. Anything we should be looking for in the last episode?
Oh, looking for tears, looking for breakdowns. No, we filmed the last episode, and it was very kind of emotional. Actually, it was a bit of a shock. We got lots of people back from, you know, I guess we call them the Speak and Spec family. They all came back and came on the show. Some couldn't be there, unfortunately, but a lot of people did, and we had lots of guests come on revolving panels and that kind of thing. So it was a really great opportunity to say goodbye to everyone. So, hopefully not too many tears, though, because I'm not very pretty when my makeup runs. Oh,
neither am I, actually. We got one thing in common. Now, the show, I think I spoke to you, it must be 4 years ago, 2007, when the Spicks and Spectacular was doing the rounds then.
That's right. We did the live show back then for the first time.
Okay. And that was incredibly successful. And you've done some since?
We have. We did, we haven't.
So
I think
2007 was the last one?
That was the last lot of shows that we did. We did a national tour and we did a regional tour, and we haven't done it since. So we actually can't wait to get back on the stage. We're all itching to get back, and because it was such a fun show and so much fun to take on the road.
Well, how does it work? What's the format? How similar is it to the television program?
It's similar in the way that we play a lot of the games, but the audience has a chance to answer the questions, which is pretty much what most people want to do anyway, because I know that everyone sits at home and yells at the television while they're watching the show. So we give the audience a chance, but we've also got a live band on stage, and Adam Allen and I do. We bring a whole new level to the show. Let's just say singing and dancing and choreography, and maybe even some pyrotechnics.
Okay,
so it's pretty extraordinary, actually.
So they're the Spectors, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And my brother is actually, he's in charge of the Spectors, my brother Kit. So it's kind of a bit of a family affair, which is lovely. And they're our same band that we had in 2007 as well. So we're all very excited to be getting back on the road.
And what happens next? I mean, the show, the last episode of the television program, the tour, what then? You know, can you see reunions in the future, that sort of thing?
Well, hopefully, you know, if we leave on a nice enough note, you know, which we have, rather than, you know, people getting terribly sick of us, we might be able to come back and do maybe Christmas shows or something like that. But at this stage, it's all over, and it could be the greatest decision I've ever made, or it could be the worst. I don't exactly have a job next year.